Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for July 18th through 22nd. Amanda's back.
I love that you missed me, but I thought the one with JD was awesome.
But that cannot happen every week.
I understand.
It is not. I don't think it would be as enjoyable because once he starts watching it, then he's going to know what he's talking about.
Right. And then it won't be as cute.
Yes, no,
totally
exactly.
With you. Well, I have no plans of skipping anymore. So just
And I thought about it. I was like, I never get to skip because I'm the one that edits and posts.
Yes. Yes, so, you do.
But it worked out and JD had fun. So that's, I guess, all that matters.
Good.
I should try to I'll get one of the kids and be like, I'm just going to tell you about General Hospital and you just react. That's the whole thing now, right? With kids, it's like reaction videos or whatever. Well, now we can have reaction podcasts.
Okay.
That's an idea for a podcast. Have like adults telling kids like these crazy stories, but they're actually true about like how they grew up and everything and the kids' reactions to them.
When are you going to start taping that?
Right after I do my other one that I have in my head. And yeah, I already bought the URLs for it like a year and a half ago and I've just never done it, but.
Now we know the real reason why Shannon couldn't take a break anyway. She has too many ideas.
I do. I'm a very creative person. I like to be busy.
That's good.
I don't like being bored. It was funny because I was showing a house to a kid. Not a kid.
To a kid.
Okay. Let's back this up a second. When I was a youth leader at my church, he was in the youth group. And now he is of age to buy a house. So he is still a kid.
Yes.
He is still, I mean, he's barely older than my son. So. But no disrespect. It's just.
To you, he's a kid.
He's a kid.
Good for him for being in the position to be
I know. He was like, he's like, I don't want to rent. He's like, I think that that's a waste of money right now. And I know that rent's going up. And even though interest rates are on the rise, that it's still when it's like normally first month and last month's rent plus a security deposit. He's like, and that could be a down payment on a house.
Wow.
And I was like, yes, it can be.
Smart kid.
But. The one house we looked at had like one of those little alcoves that had like, you know, the hole in the wall with the shelf where we all grew up with the phone.
And he was like,
what's that for? It's like, that's where we had our phones. That's the phone jack.
And did he have any idea?
I think he did. I'm not 100% sure that he, but he never said, I know, I'm just kidding.
It is different. Like, my kids know what an actual house phone is. Obviously not the ones that we used to have.
No,
with all the cord and all that stuff. But they still know what a phone jack is because we had a house phone for a very long time.
Yeah.
But I don't think they would realize that there was like a special place for it because that's
they were never one phone they weren't was. Cordless until like the mid-90s.
Right.
I mean, they were cordless before that, but most households did not have them until the mid-90s.
Right.
Or call waiting.
Mm-hmm.
We've done that at dinner, though, where we've sometimes like shared things with the kids. And they're like, what are you talking about? Like, we explained dial-up to them one time. They're like, what?
Right.
I'm like, yeah, one person could be on the internet. And then you pick up the phone and kick them off.
Yep.
Okay, this is not that podcast. But I'm starting that. We'd have to get, I would have to facilitate the conversation. So
yeah.
I would have to get like a lot. That could be seasonal, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this cannot be seasonal because it goes year-round.
Right.
Like, a lot of my favorite podcasts right now are having their summer breaks where they take a couple weeks off, but they've, like, front-loaded. So, like, they pre-recorded. I'm like, until ABC gives us the 6 weeks out episodes for us to watch and record ahead of time.
Yeah.
Our reactions. Not our reactions. Now I'm just going to.
That's going to be the word of the day. Reaction.
But. So if you want to do this podcast with me, let me know. Or if you have a good story or know someone who has a good story that we can get kids to react to. Okay. Anyway, back to General Hospital.
Where do you want to start? I'm glad I was back this week for it. It was a lot.
So what comments did you have about last week's, the prior weeks? We'll give you like 5 minutes because I was mad that you were gone last week because it was Nina got the half of the Metro Court and Serena was talked about And
oh, I was happy that Serena was talked about.
And what else happened?
No, I think what I was really mad about, let's see, the whole Nina offers to give Carly back the half of the hotel as an apology was stupid. We all knew that's what it was going to be, and that Carly was going to say, no thanks, don't want that crap from you.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a yucky face because of Dante and Sam being all mushy together, because that's all gross. And I liked that Trina was represented by Diane, and then Scott finally mentioned Serena, and I was like, woohoo!
Yeah, here's the thing. JD was not impressed with my nerding out.
Well, that's because he's used to it. He has to deal with it every day.
But you're used to it. And I feel like you would have had a much different reaction to the fact that I looked up to see what that Wolfen?
I'm sorry?
Dolphin. Yes. And whale hunt mm-hmm. was.
I listened to it in the car on the way home from Hershey. And whenever Madeline heard that, she was like, oh, that's so sad. Why would they do that?
Yep.
So she learned something also.
See?
Yeah, I think my biggest reaction was just to the Sunny going off on Nina. And right. I was like, yes, go ahead. Tell her that she's stupid. She shouldn't be doing that. Like, the whole world is going to see that she's just being a jerk. And then they ended up making out. And I was like, oh, you're disgusting. No. No, no, no.
Yeah. So we can start with headlines. Monday was Spencer helps Trina.
Yes.
Tuesday was Trina worries about her case.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, Mac hosts open mic night.
Okay.
Thursday was preempted,
mm-hmm.
and Friday, Britt calls out Cody.
I mean, these are all accurate, but they miss a lot.
So I had a thought.
Okay.
Oh, hold it. I meant to look up this timeline, because remember how Spinelli's first sexual experience was with Jolene on Night Shift?
Yes.
What year was that?
Oh, my God. I have no idea. I can't wait to see where you're going with this. Because
I have an idea.
Huh?
Was 2007.
Okay.
So it would have been 2007.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 15. So if they aged her up two to three years.
Okay.
Esme could have been Spinelli and Jolene's daughter, and they could have taken this a whole other direction.
That would have been beautiful. I would have loved that so much more than Ryan.
But obviously, I mean, that's not where we are, yeah. But I don't know what hit me. And I was just like, she actually could be. I mean, they wouldn't have had to age her up very much.
Right.
As opposed to this, we're going to try to figure out how she's Felicia and it's going to be
mm-hmm.
a whole messed up.
It's so dumb. I don't want her to be Felicia's at all. It doesn't make any sense. Pick some random woman.
Yeah.
Some random woman that he was going to kill. And then she was like, wait, I'm pregnant. And he had to leave her alive yes. so she could have the baby.
And then he killed her.
Yeah. And that's why she couldn't keep the baby.
Yeah. So Spencer told Esme, she doesn't know who her mom is.
No.
Like, she really has no clue.
Mm-hmm. I was impressed with him. The way he played that out, I was like, yeah, go Spencer, because he started out like, oh, I did this for you because I love you so much. And she got all excited. And then he was like, you're the last person I did this for.
I know.
And she's like, what? And he's like, yeah, I'll give you this information if you fix the crap with Trina.
And why wasn't he recording it? I know that we've gone over this a million times, that they can't really use that stuff.
But it could have given somebody a way to twist it to give more reasonable doubt. I don't know.
Right.
He should have definitely been. But she didn't really admit anything.
No, she didn't.
So I guess it wouldn't have done anything. Anyway, she kept saying, do you really think I did that? Yes, we know you did. Just admit it.
How long it took for her to be concerned with, oh, shoot, did you find out who my dad was?
Yes. I feel like that was a way of testing him, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
If he would have said, yeah, and said somebody else, then she could just dismiss the whole thing. But since he said, no, you only seem to care about your mom. Now she's wondering, is he telling the truth? Is he not?
Yeah. I want to know where this is. Like, what is the motive behind all of this? I know that we have said, like, it's because, you know, Ava rejected Ryan and all that. And
right.
Stuff. But I mean, is that really the motivation behind all of this? Like, what is the ultimate, what's the ultimate end game? Because I feel like we've moved on from, I mean,
Ryan's pretty psycho. So I think he thinks just a bit that if they break up, Nicholas and Ava break up, then he can announce that he's not locked in and him and Ava will be together. I mean, I'm sure he has to kidnap her first, but I think in his mind, they're going to be together. I'm sorry you don't like that.
Shannon's
making her mad face. She doesn't want Ava kidnapped.
No. Unless she... No.
You want her to be the one to kill him finally?
Yeah. I love that you knew yet. That's what I was. Yep.
I don't think
But then I'm like,
be
no, because then it's like she's kind of moved on from killing people. She's kind
How
of.
How about Felicia kills him?
Are we just having Felicia kill everybody now?
I just feel like that would be a great idea to have Felicia rescue Ava and kill Ryan to finally Ooh. Get her revenge.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I'm glad you're in agreement.
But then Valentine's going to have to get in there somewhere. And so does Anna. Anna has to be involved because Felicia and Anna are awesome.
Anna will probably tip Felicia off to where they're at with that warning that she always gives of like, don't go there by yourself, but this is where they happen to be.
Right.
And then Felicia will go.
Hmm.
I would like Felicia to be the hero here. He did so much crap to her.
Yeah.
Kidnapped both her kids. Come on.
But then we also have our friend Debbie's find from the General Hospital scrapbook, because we just released her fan spotlight on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of you got to hear that Charlie Prince?
Yes.
Was Lord Larry Ashton's stepbrother.
Mm-hmm.
Esme Prince, could he be adoptive parent? Could the Quatermains also be involved somehow? Is Esme the little, like, light that, or not little light.
Light? Wow.
The little, for the first time ever, the recording said that Amanda was too loud on that.
Sorry.
You're fine. Could she be like the
link?
The link between all of them somehow? Because then, I don't know.
I feel like she would know something about that, though, and be going after the Quatermain money, yeah. too.
Yeah, because there are a lot of adoptive taken care of in the family still by Quatermain. So why wouldn't she have also been taken care of?
Right.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with her, but I was happy this week that Spencer finally called her out and she didn't disappoint by going over to Sleazy Guy's house.
Oz Haggerty. I'm sorry. That is a pretty cool name. I like it. Like, it's so fitting.
It is very fitting. I was surprised to know he had gone to school to be a lawyer. Why is he selling black market phones?
I need his story. Like, they can't kill him. Because that was exactly the same.
I don't think they're going to kill him.
I think she's going to quickly, although we've said this a few times, that she's going to learn that she is still young and naive. Like, she's manipulative and crazy, but.
Right. I don't think they're going to kill him, at least not this time, because
Curtis
was right at the door, and he's going to end up opening the door.
Yeah.
And find him and get medical help.
I'm sorry. Is he that stupid that he thinks within 5 seconds that she was just going to be.
Right.
Suddenly interested in him from going.
No. Well, I liked it. It was funny whenever he said he'd get up and fill her drink. He was like, you're not going to leave, are you? It was like, right. This girl would not normally just be falling into your bed. There's something going on.
Right. But I mean, he put two and two together and he's like, you can't afford me anymore. So why do I keep your secret?
Yep.
I know exactly what you did.
Mm-hmm. She still didn't admit it, though.
No.
No one has gotten her confession.
No.
Mm.
I do like that's back to Spencer, though, how he laid out exactly what she did.
Yep.
And how he had Britt verify.
Yes. That was like the clincher.
I'm just glad that he did not say, and I got Carly and Joss's DNA to pass off.
No.
Like he was smart enough to keep that information to himself.
Well, right, because he still wants her to believe that the paperwork is real. He's not going to tell her yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know. People slip up. Okay, but here's the thing. Like I said, when Joss and Trina went to the bar,
mm-hmm.
that is going to come back and bite her.
Yep. Poor Rory. He was like, I don't want to have to tell the truth, but I have to tell the truth.
Yeah, if you're in any kind of legal trouble, don't break the law. Even if you are not going in to drink, you still were using a fake ID to enter a place that you are legally not supposed to be able to enter
right.
to do something illegal, like buying a black market phone. Even though you weren't drinking, that I was upset with that when that happened. And now I'm upset that that is what is going to be.
What's the difference between a black market phone and just like.
I have no clue. Okay. Like a Go phone or something that you can just go buy. I have.
Okay.
Dear Google.
Oh, no. We're going to jail so soon.
I will. I'm the one who has the crazy Google search. Google Maps trying to take me to General Hospital night shift. Okay. What is the difference between a prepaid cell phone and a burner? Recharge.com. A burner phone is basically a prepaid phone with basic features only. These phones don't offer app use or online browsing. They let you call, do emergency services, and your identity remains anonymous. Buying a burner phone or a regular prepaid phone, both prepaid and temporary cell phone, quote, burner, can of course be bought with cash at a physical store. Is anonymity important to you? A burner phone might be a better choice than a prepaid phone. Keep in mind that if you order your burner phone from a web store, for example, from Amazon, your purchase can be traced back to your personal details. No kidding.
Duh.
A classic prepaid phone that you want to use as a phone without contract is a great choice. I mean, it really doesn't say that there's a difference.
So the difference
is the anonymity.
Right. A burner phone someone else purchased. So there's no video of you at Walgreens buying a phone. And there's no...
Yeah. Then why wouldn't you just...
have someone else buy it for you?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know.
I mean, I guess that links more people to knowing your story. If I asked you to buy me a phone and then went and did something bad with it, eventually you would have to testify.
Yeah, Amanda asked me to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Still. I just wondered. Yeah, I just... like, to me, it doesn't make any sense. You can go into any store and
I mean,
buy
I don't understand how all that stuff works anyway. Like, how do you find out that someone does that? I feel like there's more that we could go into on.
The trial?
Yeah.
I was frustrated with Jocelyn for losing it, but at the same time, her heartfelt speech about Trina was so sweet.
Yes.
She's my best friend. She'll do anything for me.
Like, blah, how blah. She slipped up. She's the one who brought in the black market phone.
Yeah.
If she hadn't done that, it probably couldn't have been
brought in. Yeah.
So that's what I was talking about, like that Spencer didn't trip up.
Right.
Because I don't think Joss did it, but she did it in response to.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer did not in response to, because that happens a lot. People are like.
Right. I still feel like they gave enough reasonable doubt, though.
Yes. I absolutely agree. Because they can't prove it.
Right. If I was on that jury, I would say, yeah, it makes sense that she did, but I don't know that without a doubt.
And I think Jordan did a really good job without crossing the line. Mm-hmm. She was like, no, let me tell you, this is the facts of what happened. But I'm also going to tell you, she was not acting guilty. She came on her own. Like, yes. She was more than willing to help me.
Mm-hmm. Right. She opened the purse herself and was mm-hmm. like, here. She was not acting at all like she had something to hide.
Yep. Thought it was dumb that the DA asked about Cam and Trina's potential relationship. Listen, go back. I mean, of course it was Emma, but you know, we've rewritten it that it's Joss.
Right.
That Spencer and Cam thought about when they were little. Like they've had a little bit more history than the 6 months that Cam and Trina
mm-hmm.
kind of kissed twice. Well, they did kiss, but.
So totally random, but in those Ryan videos, is where they started switching things up with that. Because Spencer came home to Laura, and that was why Ryan could not be intimate with her, because she needed to focus on Spencer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Laura was like, why are you home now, you know, out of nowhere, whatever. And he was like, I'm here because I'm concerned about Jocelyn. And she was like, what are you talking about? You always liked Emma. It was you and Emma. And he's like, no, Emma's a sweet girl, but, you know, I really should be around for, he said, my cousin, Jocelyn. So makes it weird that there was ever a thought that they would be together. But yeah. That was when they started switching it up, that suddenly he really cared about Jocelyn.
Hmm.
I liked that Laura remembered for a minute that that wasn't how it went.
Yeah.
So
they addressed it.
Yes. At least
they addressed it for 5 seconds, and then we're supposed to remember to mm-hmm. change history.
Yep.
Okay.
There was your clue that we were changing everything.
Okay.
I wasn't paying attention.
No.
Back then, because it was all about the Ryan stuff.
Right.
But
right.
That was where they changed it.
And of course, Taggart was recast during the important scene again.
Yes. I'm so frustrated.
We need to talk to our buddy because I'm confused by what's going on because he was just on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's been months. And so therefore, like maybe he just wasn't available. It's the same thing. Like Michael's going back and forth too.
Well, Michael had COVID.
Yes.
So they had to recast him.
Right. But they've gone back and forth between being recast and being.
Yeah.
Right. Because of how it was taped. So like, is that possibly going to be what happens? I don't know.
I don't know either. But I feel bad for him that he misses out on the big storyline.
He did get a little bit of this big storyline, though, whenever he was grilling Rory. He got to be the dad in that one.
Yes. That was good.
Yes.
I don't know. I was just sad. That was my first note. Trina's trial, wrong Taggart.
And the foreshadowing that Curtis is going to treat Trina.
Oh, my gosh.
Like he's her own. I remember when I said that, and you're like, no. And I'm like, yes, Curtis is going to be Trina's dad. And then we asked Donnell Turner at GH Fantasy event. And there was a lot of people there that like that had never crossed their mind.
Yeah.
And I'm like, have you guys been watching?
Right, right. Yeah, at this point, like, it's pretty apparent because Portia is worried about everything that has to do with the family history.
But she does have an easy cover up with she's concerned about Curtis.
Right.
So.
Yep. That was a good conversation between her and Marshall because he was like, well, let me lay it out for you. It's not like you just wake up one day, it's right. You get diagnosed, but then as you go back and think about things, you're like, that makes sense.
No. Yep.
So I like their open conversations about mental health.
Yes. Oh, I didn't even know. And JD and I didn't talk about it last week. And I mean, there's not really anything to talk about, but like, I thought it was just such a powerful scene watching Portia and Stella.
Mm-hmm.
And how Stella was comforting her and was like, listen, I have seen change. Like, you have to believe that that people are going to see Trina,
right?
Not
the color of her skin. Yeah.
Right. And I didn't want to get into that with JD just because I'm like, you don't know this entire story.
Right.
So like, that would have been a whole lot to explain.
Yes.
But I thought that was very, very moving.
I don't know where to jump from that. Oh, moving. Oh. Poor Sasha.
See, you missed that last week too.
I missed that, but I feel like this is the week to be there because when she was talking to Nina about how she just wishes she could live in that bubble and was talking about everything, like I teared up. I can't imagine having to play that scene as a new mom.
No. She's amazing.
Yeah.
I hope that they ask her permission. I mean, I know that the writers don't necessarily have to ask the actors permission, but exactly. In that instance, she's a brand new mom. They obviously had to write the pregnancy in. At what point did they say, hey, by the way, you okay with if we kill your on-screen child while you're still postpartum?
Right.
Are you good with that? Like, how did that conversation go?
I don't know.
We should talk to her.
We should. Because I am. I'm so, so impressed. Remembering the feelings that you have after you have a baby and you're all over the place to begin with, walking in there and talking about losing a child. I just, I don't know what else to say, but wow.
And it's moments like those that I like Nina, though.
Yes, I was just going to say, and I kind of sort of like Nina for a minute, except for I don't like when she keeps saying, I know exactly how you feel.
No, you don't.
I know exactly how you feel. No, you don't. You were in a coma. I'm not saying that it wasn't devastating, but you woke up 20 years later. You couldn't have taken care of your baby, even if she would have been born and you got to quote unquote keep her. It wouldn't have been you raising her. So you have not gone through the same things. You may understand missing a child, wanting a child or whatever, but it's not
the
same.
But when she came out of the coma, she was told the baby died, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, she does just in a completely different way because there is that whole circumstance was just horrific, but she has extra stuff behind it. I mean, when she woke up, she thought she was still married.
Right.
She was still married.
Right. No, I'm not saying that Nina didn't have her own traumas that she has every right to claim and talk about.
She did not watch her child suffer.
Right.
And die in her arms.
Right.
You know, but I can't even imagine waking up after 20 years to find out that.
No, I can't imagine that either. It's just, I don't like how no matter what you experience, Nina's like, oh yeah, I've done that too.
Mm-hmm.
No, you may have had a similar loss, and I'm not trying to take away from that because obviously losing a child, no matter what the circumstances, are awful.
Do you know who would be so good to talk to Sasha?
Who? Oh my God. Shanna's going to cry. Go ahead.
Bobby.
Yes. See, that would make sense.
And possibly Felicia because, I mean, she had to watch her niece die to save her daughter.
Yes.
Sorry, I just like, I thought about, I was like, who is actually, because I mean, Liz really can't because yes, her son died, but then he came back.
Right.
So, like, she can't be like, it's okay, don't worry, Helena has him. Like, that's not, that's not this storyline. Sorry, I just like dropped my pen, but caught it in my other hand very impressively, in my opinion. Oh, why isn't Bobby talking to Sasha?
That would make sense. We love to throw Bobby in here and there. Oh, that would be a really good conversation. Yeah.
I mean, that was an accident, but still, it was she watched her daughter.
Right. Oh. And had to make the decision to pull the plug.
Yeah.
The same as Sasha did. So
why didn't we bring Bobby in?
Yeah. That would be great. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was surprised that Sasha was leaving already after just the 72-hour hold.
Are you really surprised? In real life?
Okay. No, in real life, because they let people go
way too early.
Yes. But in general, hospital land. I mean, we just had Liz put away for how long? Because
she was addicted to a sleep aid.
Right.
Or she was having
hallucinations brought on by a sleep aid. But the sleep aid was already coming out of her system by the time that she was put in there.
Yeah.
Because she had said she stopped taking it a week or so before that. Sasha just had a breakdown on national TV. Right. Maybe she needs a little more than 72 hours, is all I'm saying.
Why didn't Liz go to a rehab? Because she was getting a substance out of her body.
I think it's different if you're addicted or not addicted.
Okay.
I'm not positive. I don't know. Yeah. Never been to
and rehab. No, I was just, it I just think occurred to me like
that rehab is if you are mentally addicted to it, where you feel like you have to keep taking it. Where hers was, it was fine for her to give it up. It was the
withdrawal and everything.
Being scared of what it caused.
Gotcha.
She didn't miss the meds.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So she needed to,
It wasn't like she was craving the sleep aids.
Right.
She was trying to recover from the hallucinations that the sleep aid gave her.
Yes. Okay. Gotcha. But Nina did suggest that she talks about all those things with Dr. Schiffer. So we have a new doctor.
Right. Who is this guy?
And you know what? It's not Vincent Irizarry because he's going on The Bold and the Beautiful.
Sorry.
Listen.
Sorry. They missed a great opportunity there.
So many great opportunities to bring an extremely talented and very, very kind because, I mean, I know we love all of our interviews, but he was definitely one of my favorites.
And not too bad on the eyes either.
Not too bad there.
So I'm not sure why we let him go.
Especially where there is a story there.
Mm-hmm.
There is, but then that would rock up, that would mess up Anna and Valentine, and like they're still not really. I'm tired of this halfway relationship stuff.
I don't think it would mess it up. I feel like it might push it forward. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Make a decision.
That could be someone to talk to Sasha also. And then that's how they could have brought him in because General Hospital doesn't remember that Anna Devane has a child that she had to watch die.
Right. That would have been great.
I've never been so in love with an actor that I have never watched his show. Other than, the only David Hayward I watched was when we did the Anna Devane, Alex Merrick crossover for Anna Devane's background. Guys, seriously, that was a great series that we did.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw it out there. Mm-hmm. We did Anna Devane, but then there was Anna Devane on All My Children. And so that was fun. And he even said, he's like, it was fun to listen to you, like for me, reacting to never watched it. And then you being like, yes, I remember this.
Yes.
So, yeah, but that would have been great. Just saying.
But we know it's not him. I mean, we said it quite a while ago.
Yep.
So.
I loved Sunny and Brando talking.
Okay.
Did not like Brando and TJ talking, though. I did. Okay. TJ, I thought, did a really good job of being like of being supportive and kind of bringing it back. But I was very surprised at Brando's. He's an addict.
Right.
So.
But don't you think that no matter.
I think he can still be angry, but.
No matter what you've been through, if you see someone else struggling with it, you have regrets of not realizing it.
But that's not how I felt. He wasn't being like, how did I miss it? How could she lie to me like that? Like it sounded like he was very, I don't want to say blaming, but that's the only word I can like really think of right now. I didn't feel like it was out of concern. It was more like he was mad at her. I don't know. I don't think I'm explaining this thought very well.
Mad at is probably the wrong word, but frustrated with maybe. I feel like he was frustrated with her because he thought they were in this together and she was seeking help somewhere else in a very unhealthy way. And then I think he was more mad at himself that he didn't recognize it.
I just want to know why somebody is not saying to her every time she says they were just supposed to help me through it. Like that is the addiction.
Right.
Like, no one has said that to her when she's like, they were supposed to help me for those couple of days, you know, whatever. And it's like, honey, like, that's
right.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
No one has said that to her.
Nope.
I hope she does go to rehab, though.
I hope she does, too. I hope that they don't keep leaving her in this, oh, you had a couple hours of therapy, now you're better, and yep. then have this happen again. Because no, it's going to keep happening. Yeah. Until she addresses the whole problem, she's going to keep relapsing.
Yep. But Brando talking to Sonny, and Sonny's like, so, who's the guy? And Brando wants in, but I love that Sonny sent Dex.
Right.
To handle it.
Yep. Because he doesn't want Brando getting his hands dirty.
Exactly. Because Brando has said how many times that I don't want to. And Sonny is respecting that. Even though Brando seems to be changing his mind when it comes to his wife. Which, rightfully so.
Exactly. Michael talking to Sonny.
No, hold it real quick.
Oh.
No, I wrote down specifically. It was Brando being unsure if he can trust Sasha.
Oh. Okay.
That is what I had the problem with. Because I'm like, you're also an addict. Like, you have to... He dealt with the same thing. Like,
yeah.
So he has to have like that little bit of understanding of how that's processing with her. I felt like if they had at least brought that in
mm-hmm.
somehow, like him saying, I know that it, or like now I know how people that I hurt whenever I was addicted.
That would have made sense.
Yeah. Like now I know how my mom felt and that's why she told everyone I was dead.
Right.
You know, something like that.
Maybe they'll have that conversation with him and Gladys later.
Okay.
Give him a little time.
Okay.
It's only been 72 hours.
Okay. But it was that specific. I forgot to look and see if I actually wrote that down.
There you go.
All right. What were you going to say?
Sonny talking, or Michael talking to Sonny and Dante and being like, by the way, Will is pregnant and Sonny, you are nothing to my children. So just go away. I feel like it's really early for them to be telling everyone also.
Especially when Willow has been having health concerns.
Right.
But they talked about Carly losing the hotel, and
I did like Michael there. He was like, yeah, because your friend got the hotel when she shouldn't have.
But then Sonny blaming Carly for Michael's feelings. I don't feel like Carly has influenced them
no.
at all. Michael totally made that decision on his own. Is he being slightly irrational and elevating? Sure.
Right. But Michael's always been hot-headed. When he cares about something, he cares all the way.
Yeah.
So you heard his mom? Yeah, he's going to be really mad.
And that's the thing. Like, he's mad about the fact that that happened. But I think he is mad, obviously, about the breakup of the marriage, you know, and how it's affecting everybody. But him choosing Nina, sitting behind her during the custody,
right.
That was the...
Mm-hmm.
That was the last straw. So, but then Dante being so understanding of Sonny because he had his own comeback. I'm like, what a father son bonding moment.
Yeah.
I remember when I didn't remember my life.
Oh my. Yeah. Sorry. Pretty much. It was hard to come back and try to remember. I'm sure it was.
Yep.
That frustrated me that what they all came back to was what was said forever. It wasn't Sonny's decision. It was Nina's decision
right.
to keep him away. And how can you be okay being with this person knowing that she didn't give you the choice? If she would have said, here's your other family. I know who you are. This is the background on them. And we can stay here and just hide out forever. Which one do you want to do? Then that would have been one thing.
Yeah.
But she didn't give him a choice. Sonny, who is such a strong person, I don't understand how he's not angry about that.
It's like we've said before, though, I really do feel like some of Mike is staying with him, and that's the part of Mike that's staying with him. He's still Sonny whenever it's coming to handling Felty with Sasha, but he's being more... And here's the thing. Max Gale Mike was way calmer mm-hmm. and mild-mannered
mm-hmm.
than Ron Hess.
Yes.
Ron Hess, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. Hale, Ron Hale. Before I even got to Google, I corrected myself. Ron Hale. Yep.
Oh, okay.
He was more
yes.
explosive and everything. So like he was more Sonny. And now Sonny's Mike was more like Max Gale Mike.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that, but I still feel like no matter what, you would be angry that someone took away your choice.
Right, right, right. No, but I'm saying like even if it's, you know, they're trying to pull in that personality that we just saw
mm-hmm.
pass away recently, there's still the 90s.
Right.
That would have reacted the same way as Sonny.
Yes.
So it's like half Sonny, a quarter Ron Hale, a quarter Max Gale. Oh, their last names rhyme.
Oh, man.
And that's the biology.
Wow. Yes. Thank you. Oh, total side note on all of it, but I liked that TJ knows to talk in secret because Britt's like, hey, thanks for referring Willow to me. And he's like, yeah, I'd like us to, you know, stay in contact. And she's like, why? What's up? And he says, can we talk in your office?
Mm-hmm.
Not let's stand here at the nurse's station and have a discussion where everyone can hear.
Yeah.
Good job, TJ.
Yay. Although we've said it before, why are they making Willow so dumb?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, TJ, what are you bringing me in for?
Right. She was,
I don't like, know,
super over the top with her, like they were BFFs.
No, like she had no clue what was going on. She did. He straight up told her, I'm running additional tests because you passed out before you were pregnant.
Right.
So we need to figure this out. And mm-hmm. she's just like, well, I'm seeing Britt now and blah, blah. You know, it's.
Yeah.
She's not that dumb.
She's not that dumb. And especially now that she's supposed to be a nurse.
Right.
You have to know the basics of, okay, passing out is a symptom of this, this, and this. He ran this, this, and this test, which means this, this, and this could be wrong with me.
And if it's like anything else, I'm surprised that they haven't incorporated this, though. Think about it. When you get blood work done, you can log on to your mm-hmm. app and read all the things before the doctor even calls you.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so confusing, but she would have received that notification, understood some of it, but also, I don't know about you, but when I have blood work done, like I'm waiting for the results. And so she knew half of the results were pregnancy, but she knew that she was still waiting for other results that TJ was running.
Right.
So
wouldn't she be why? Curious?
And you just came from your OB appointment with Britt, or was it before? Yeah, it was going. So that's why TJ, it had nothing to do with your pregnancy.
Right.
Nope.
She should have definitely known, and she should know to be concerned. I feel like she would have asked more questions. What tests did you run? What are you concerned about? Or what tests do you want to run now since he scheduled her back for another appointment?
But exactly. I mean, it's... In fairness, they're not just dumbing down their women. They're dumbing down the guys, too.
Right.
Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Link.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Link is not...
Right.
What part of this is going to work? I'm sorry.
He's the king of slime balls, and he does not realize that he's being set up.
Right.
I don't know.
Did they remodel the haunted star? I feel like it looks different than the last time we saw it was Luke's memorial.
Well, I feel like the stage was an update because it was over in the corner.
Yeah.
And that's normally where the hallway is to go to the room.
I don't feel like, don't they have like second level? It looked like they had like second level seating, like maybe booths around.
Oh, I didn't notice that there were booths or not. Cause there used to be, they would come in and then there was like an area there and then they would walk down two steps and there would be the area there.
Yes.
And then the bar to the right, but to the left was usually the door to go to the rooms. I didn't notice booths up top.
I might just be imagining it, too.
There were people standing up there, but I didn't notice if they were sitting or standing. So
I just might have in my head said that they were...
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I figured that the stage was new, but I didn't know mm-hmm. if it was just something like they rented for the day to... I don't know.
Yeah. I liked the open mic night.
I liked the open mic night, except for it annoys me when at karaoke only good people sing.
Well... It's not karaoke. It was open mic night. There's a difference.
There is a difference.
Open mic night is typically like local people who have aspirations of making this a career.
Right. Which would make sense.
Showcasing their talented. Yes.
Yes.
Talented.
Talented. Talentedness of people were at the showcase.
Could not find the song that Epiphany was singing, but I liked it.
I liked it, too.
If you know what song it was, please let us know. I don't know if I really liked the song that Chase sang. I'm sorry.
I wasn't as impressed with Chase this time as I was last time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it was song choice or if he just wasn't doing as well, but I wasn't as impressed. But maybe they were trying to make him be kind of shaky because whenever he got off, he was even like, oh, I feel like I really messed up the beginning. And she was like, what you do on stage doesn't matter in the beginning. It's all how you end.
Yeah, that's true. Because Link even said you have talent, but it needs refined.
Right.
Okay. So we need to give Link the impression that there is something to work with when in reality he is like, amazing. I should have done a word search on how many times I said, are they making them dumb? I had, is Link really that dumb? Willow isn't that dumb. Oh, and she has an elevated white cell count.
Yes. So then I feel like Friday, I think it was Friday, it was just the who are these people day. Because Austin went out to talk to some random guy.
Oh, and now, okay, so that too happened last week. Austin came back out of nowhere.
Yes, Austin came back out of nowhere.
I'm like, I know that there were significant things that happened last week, and I'm like, of all the weeks for Amanda to be gone, Austin comes back after a month being lost in the woods on his own because they forgot him.
They just left him there. It's fine. But he's from Pawtuck, so he could find his way around.
Exactly.
It was okay.
Who do you think that guy is?
I don't know.
But I'm kind of intrigued by they're actually giving him a story.
Yes, I'm happy they're giving him a story. It was just out of nowhere. Like, there's this dude out on the deck. Go talk to him. And he's like, your time is up. We're leaving right now. And he's like, no, I'm not. And then Britt walks up and is like, what's going on? And other guy's like, okay, I'm leaving now. That's it.
And then he wanted, and Austin covers by, oh, he wanted a lighter. And then I schooled him on why you shouldn't smoke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
And Britt's like, yeah, sure. Okay.
Right. She does not believe it.
No. But there's a woman that says that his time's up.
Right.
Who is this woman?
I just assumed that it was Miss Wu.
Why?
Because she seems to be the woman in control lately. I don't know why she'd want him back in Pawtuck, but because she does seem to have her hand in everything. She met up with Curtis to talk about Trina.
Yes, but she's going.
I know she's doing it in a helpful way, but yes. She's like, yeah, I bet you didn't know I owned that bar.
I know. I was just going to say, like, she owns the High Cider.
So I feel like, yeah, her reach may go a lot further than we knew. And so maybe she has something to do with Austin. I don't know.
But what?
I have no idea. I can't think what anyone would want with him. Like, I just...
Neither can Spinelli.
Right, exactly. Me and Spinelli are on the same page. He's just not that great.
I just don't want them to make him bad. Like, I want them to add something to his character. Like, make it where he's being put in a difficult position and is doing it because he's the only one that can save this person. And so, therefore, he has to do things that he doesn't want to do.
Did they ever do a DNA test? Maybe he's not really Jimmy Lee Holt's son. Maybe he just knew all about that story. Like, he was Jimmy Lee Holt's son's friend. And so he knows all the information. And
maybe he killed Jimmy Lee Holt's son.
Maybe.
I don't know why. I just assumed that everyone killed and right. He assumed his identity.
Right.
Oh.
Something like that. I don't know. I really am clueless. That was where I'm just like, who? Huh? And then the same thing with Britt and Cody. Why is he so invested in her? I don't understand.
I still like that, though. I'm just like, all right, where is this going? Although I loved the fact that she figured out that it was messed up because he wanted kids. And she's like, we should never have been matched because she would have put on the thing.
I don't want kids.
And it's not that she doesn't want kids. She doesn't want to pass along the gene for Huntington's. Right. So.
Exactly. When is she going to find out she doesn't actually have that?
She has it.
I thought she didn't have it. I thought Faison switched the things. Or not Faison. Peter.
She has it.
I thought those were fake results.
I'm pretty sure that...
I thought those were fake results because that was how... That was why... Obrecht was going to that conference.
Right.
And whatever. And so I thought it was all just...
No.
Switched the results.
That was a ruse.
Yeah.
Getting Liesl there. But I don't think Britt's diagnosis was.
Did they run the test again when they were in Canada? Or she just said, I have it.
Britt's Huntington disease diagnosis was fake. General Hospital revisits the storyline. It was January. Victor faked her diagnosis. Huntington's isn't true. All the viewers say that she was diagnosed a few months back. That was her. Oh, it just says, is it possible that it was not true? Oh, this doesn't. It's
just the possibility still.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we ever, like I just said, is she ever going to find out? I don't think that we know for a fact, but I thought it was just a fake result.
I forgot about that.
To set Obrecht up.
I forgot about that, though.
You're welcome.
Hold it. This happened in January. How did I forget about this? No, again, this whole article just says.
Could it be?
Because her hand has not been shaking lately, and she has not been doing any type of treatment. So, right. That's dumb.
I mean, it is dumb, but I feel like it's faked. Dumb, yeah. I feel like it was faked, but we'll see.
But that was such a good, I mean, I don't want her to die.
Right.
But yeah, they haven't had her handshake or anything lately.
Anyway, yes, Britt said, we shouldn't have even been matched because I don't want any kids. And then Cody's like, I'm just telling you what I think women want to hear. And she's like, okay, yeah, you're a jerk.
I thought it was so sweet, though, that he went ahead and ordered her dinner because he's like, I know how busy doctors are. And I thought that it would at least cut down on like running around and all that. And he's like, I thought that I would just order it. I thought that was very nice.
I thought it was nice. It was a fine date if he would have been being honest about what's up. And I didn't like him being all weird about the horse. She's allowed to not like horses.
Yeah, but he really loves the horses.
He does. But that's another reason why I thought that the diagnosis was wrong also, because he made that comment of, don't you want to live before you die? Blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, oh, okay, I'll talk to the horse. Because it triggered her thoughts that she's sick.
Yeah.
But she hasn't had any symptoms. I don't think she's really sick. Let's have Brad run the
all
results.
All right, let's go back again. Well, she's looking for him all over the place. Right, where let's is
have
he? Him.
And this is when I feel like he'll actually get the correct results. Let's have Brad rerun it.
I think she still thinks she has it.
She does think she has it, but I don't think she has it.
So we need to add that to our storyline that went nowhere thing. Oh, Nina went to visit Nathan's grave. And Olivia called Nina about a staff meeting on an hour's notice. And Nina gives her crap about the short notice. If you can buy a company in an hour, you can show up to a staff meeting in an hour.
Right. I'm sure it's on a calendar somewhere.
Probably. It's probably on a shared calendar.
And why are you fine? You can go visit Nathan's grave because that's your brother. But why are you listening to people's conversation and saying something to Willow? Even if you overheard that.
Right.
You would not walk up and be like, what? You're pregnant? It's not your business. She was talking to her baby. Thanks. And then she's whining. Carly wins again. This has nothing to do with Carly.
Right.
It's not Carly's baby.
Right. I don't know. Spinelli confided in
Maxie that's his company.
Yeah.
And she was like, why aren't you telling everyone? That was sweet. Why aren't you telling anyone? And he's like, because no one's going to think I know what I'm doing to match people up because I'm a dork. And she's like, no. But then she gave that glimmer of, will they get back together by saying if she was single that she would be open to his love or something like that?
Yeah. I don't know.
But if Austin's going to go away because whoever says he has to, then maybe they can get back together.
Maybe Franco will come back and Liz will be okay then.
No. We not have any more dead people show up. Do something with the alive characters we have now.
Yes. Especially the older ones.
Yeah.
That still brings so much.
I don't know that I have anything else. I mean, like, snippets of stuff that happened, but it all kind of goes together.
Yeah, that's pretty much all that I have, too.
I do like that Liesl is always very, like, upfront. She's like, yep, Nina, I love you, but at the same time, what did you think was going to happen with you buying this hotel?
And right. Did you think that Carly was going to be like, I forgive everything?
Yeah. And did you think that Sonny was really going to be like, oh, yeah, it's fine that you did that? Because, of course, he's not going to want to see that argument between you two.
Well, and he kind of said, he's like, okay, so if you didn't buy the hotel to get back at Carly, then why can't you just sell it?
She has no answer.
Nope.
Because she wants to hold on to it.
Well, because she wants to say, I tried to give it to her and she just wouldn't take it.
Right.
And he's kind of on the same. Did you think she was really going to?
Right.
Like, what part of you really thought that was going to work?
Exactly. Once again, you're not that dumb.
Let's play. They're not that dumb.
We have
the proof.
Right.
That these characters have made different decisions.
It's a new game show.
In the past. And we're just dumbing them down. Summer is supposed to be when the storylines are fast and exciting. And because this is when they get the high schoolers or the middle schoolers that are home for the summer.
If I was in middle school or high school, this Trina case is not moving fast enough for me to be like, Oh my gosh,
what's going to happen? Like, I have to know what the heck's happening.
It's like, I can come back in 3 weeks and they're still going to be on this trial.
Right.
Yeah. They need to pick it up. So, but that's all I have.
Yeah, me too. Oh, real quick though, before we start reality check, this Thursday's Port Charles 411 is a conversation with Callie, one of our fans, one of a General Hospital fan, and also one of our fans. And it's real interesting. I liked how it went. There was a difference of opinion.
Yes.
Regarding some storylines. But both sides were presented very well. with supporting facts, and they were kind to each other.
Yes. We're all friends if we love GH. It's all good. You're allowed to have a different opinion.
Yes. But some people get real nasty about it. And I love showing that it does not have to be a fight. These are fictional characters.
Right. It's not a Twitter war. We're just going to have a conversation.
Yep, exactly. So it was fun. But so now we'll get to the other stuff. But I wanted to throw that in.
Yes.
About Thursday's 411 because it kind of tied into what we just ended on. So.
Yes. Do-do-do. Reality check.
So what was your reality check?
Well, obviously, I was on vacation last week. We went to Hershey with the Girl Scouts. We were supposed to be there Saturday, and it rained for 4 hours straight. So we ended up leaving on Saturday and going back for Sunday. And then it was beautiful, and the park wasn't too crowded. And Ryan and Megan got to ride all the crazy rides that I will not ride.
I've never been there. I have no idea.
You've never been there? Oh, my
gosh. I've never been to Hershey.
Oh, we have to take you to Hershey. It's a great park. It's huge. It has a water park, a zoo, and all the rides all together.
Yeah, so maybe that'll be what we do next summer.
So you definitely could spend 2 or 3 days there. And a lot of rides that are for all different heights. Like,
okay.
Madeline was tall enough to ride some of the super, super rides, but she was not about that yet. So she was excited that she did. Their one roller coaster is called the Super Duper Looper.
Okay.
And it goes upside down just one time.
Okay.
But you can be real little to ride it. So they have all these shirts that you can buy at the store that says, I survived the Super Duper Looper. So Madeline did not get the shirt, but she did ride it and she was super proud. Ryan and Megan were off riding some crazy roller coaster that I would never ride. And Megan had been annoyed with Madeline that she wouldn't ride this other roller coaster that went upside down that Madeline was tall enough for.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they came back from riding this crazy roller coaster, she like ran up to them and was like, Megan, I just rode an upside down roller coaster. And it was so cute. And
she'll get there. Just give her a little bit of time.
She, she was saying that by the end of the night, she would ride the one really crazy roller coaster that like we all could go on, but it was too late at that point. We had stayed in line for something else. And I was like, that's okay. Cause I didn't really want to ride this roller coaster. So I'm all good with that. But they have those towers that take you up and then drop you down.
And like a pitfall.
Yes. And there's three different ones. There's the Hershey Kisses, the Reese's, and the Hershey Bar. And so Madeline, Megan, and I rode the Hershey Kiss one. And I totally embarrassed them because I do not like those rides. And so I was trying to like yell to psych myself out. And it's like over. And I'm still like, woo! And Megan's like covering my face. And Madeline's like burying her head down into the restraint.
Hey.
Like, can you please stop? The ride attendant thought I was hysterical. So I felt like I was all good. But they were like, stop, Mom, please stop. So
I like those kind of rides. I've just learned that now my body doesn't like them as much as my mind does. I know my mind is my body, but
yeah, right.
And that is very depressing to me. I've never been a spinny ride person.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, okay, the Roundup.
Yeah.
And the rotor were like always my favorite.
Oh, yeah, those are my favorites too.
But I feel like it's because you could very easily have a focal point.
Yes.
So you didn't get.
Right.
But like the Black Widow, mm-mm. I loved that ride. But the last time that I went on it, we actually wound up leaving early because I just felt so sick afterwards. I was like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. That was getting to Ryan this time too because he was like, we rode one spinny ride and then we rode the pirate ship and then we went to ride something else. And he was like, I think I'm going to sit this one out. So I was like, okay, that's fine. You can sit out spinny rides because I'm not doing those huge roller coasters. So it was a nice split of time or whatever. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. It was cute. And they each got gift cards from Girl Scouts. And so they each got a sweatshirt that I would have never bought because sweatshirts at amusement parks are outrageous.
That's awesome, but, though.
Yeah, they were. And I felt like that was a good souvenir because they're going to actually use it.
It's yeah.
Not just whatever. And then they bought some candy and whatever. So,
but good for Girl Scouts for doing that because, I mean, they very easily could have been like, here's a random teddy bear.
Yeah.
And instead they gave them the opportunity to buy something that would.
Yes. Once we decided that that's what we were doing instead of camp, we bought the girls their ticket just for the girls. Then family had to buy their own. And then each girl got a $75 gift card. So.
That is so cool.
That's where your cookie money went to. Thank you for supporting.
You're welcome.
Madeline and Megan got to buy outrageously priced sweatshirts. Thanks to you. So,
but you didn't have to pay for it. So exactly, you're welcome.
Exactly. That's why I'm thanking you because I would have been like, heck no.
Same.
So But I don't know. All in all, it was a fun trip. Yes, we are definitely getting older, though. Madeline's favorite ride is the swings.
And I used to love the swings, but it's the same thing now. There's no focal point.
I would like to say that the seats got smaller, but I think it may be that I got bigger. And so the next day as I was changing, Madeline's like, you have matching bruises, one here and one here. And I'm like,
aww.
Yeah, that's from that seat that my booty didn't quite fit in as well as it used to. But she had fun. And that's all that matters. It was a good trip. Even with the rain, it was still fun. So
just nice to get away sometimes.
Yes, exactly. But the only part that sucked was that we couldn't get our schedules aligned. So
yep.
First time ever.
I know. 352 episodes.
We really have.
Like, that's really impressive.
It is, because we have gone through your trips. But we even recorded, not to go like morbid, but we even recorded the day that my sister passed away.
Yeah, that was
so.
We almost didn't.
I know, but I said,
asked you if you did. Like you did. Just got to my house and you were sitting outside, and then you walked out and I'm
driveway.
Like, what's up?
Yeah.
And you're like, my sister died. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. So,
but it's kind of, okay. So July 23rd is the anniversary that my Grammy passed away, and I had just arrived at a conference. The night before, I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning to my aunt calling me.
Oh no.
And telling me. And I was like, I was torn. I said, do I leave? And I called JD and we were talking about it. And, you know, I talked to my aunt and all that. And she's like, there's nothing happening until at least, cause so many of us live out of state.
Right.
She's like, there's literally nothing that you could do right now. And like, she would have been so mad if I had just missed my entire conference and come home just to sit here and cry.
Right.
You know?
No, and
I'm sure that your sister.
Yes, she was a GH watcher. So she would have been, and she was very excited for me in the podcast. She thought that was very cool because she had been in the month before that for my mom's 80th birthday, and we had talked about it and stuff. So it would have, there was no reason to not record that day. I was okay to make it through it. But yeah, we really have been through all kinds of stuff.
COVID. So
it's kind of crazy that that's the first one that we couldn't meet up for.
Yep. That worked. And then for me this week, my daughter attended her first sleepaway camp. And it was the first time for me leaving her. So she's only had like two, maybe three sleepovers at a friend's house. And it's the same friend. We know the whole family very well. And that was years and years ago. The only other time that she's really been away is like the weeks that she goes with her dad.
Right.
Or, I mean, she's spent the night at my in-laws or something. So when we had to wind up going up to Boston on short notice, my in-laws took care of them because it was, I got home from Dallas. I think it was Sunday night. JD and the kids picked me up. We took them over to his, well, we told them, took them over to his parents' house. And then we left like around midnight to drive up to Boston. He could only get off Monday for work. So Monday was like the service and everything.
Oh,
she was cremated. So it wasn't, you know, it was just like, it was at the funeral home. Like there was nothing. We skipped the bereavement dinner because we had to drive home.
Yeah.
And I drove the whole way up and I love driving. So like that does nothing. That doesn't even faze me.
Right.
But I slept the entire way home and I felt so bad. But I mean, between traveling and just also the grief exhaustion, like I was done. I had my little Avenger. And after our first pit stop, I climbed in the back and just laid in the back and slept the whole time. And I was like, oh my gosh. but yeah, so that was the first time that she had stayed away overnight. And my son's done camps and stuff. And we asked her and she's like, no. And then she started like maybe thinking about it. And so we found one and she attended this music camp. And on Friday night, when we went to pick her up, they had a concert.
Mm-hmm.
So when we went to pick her up, they said be there between like 4:30 and 5:30. So we were, but the concert didn't start until 6. We thought like maybe there was something going on. Maybe, you know, checkout took a lot longer than 10 minutes that it took. So I was like, all right, there's like a McDonald's down the road. Do you just want to go get something to eat real quick and we'll come back?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, I'll just stay here with my, and I was like, okay, that shows that it went well.
Right.
She did have her cell phone, but it took me until Tuesday night because I wanted to let her.
Mm-hmm.
I text her Sunday night, good night. But we had just dropped her off.
Right.
So I figured that was okay. Good night. Love you. All that. Tuesday night, I text her just saying, how's it going? Are you having fun? And all I got back was a yes. So I just let it go until Friday. And then the concert was so cool. There were several numbers and some of the kids wrote their own songs. There were nonverbal that used their technology.
Oh, that's awesome.
There was one girl who worked with a guy to put one of her poems to music, but used her
keyboard.
She used her tablet or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't believe that the word is escaping my brain right now.
I don't know what the real word is, but I can see it.
I know, but yeah. But using her adaptive technology to put her poem to music. And then there was a young man whose grandma passed away from COVID, and he wrote his own lyrics to the song Hallelujah. And I cried the entire time.
Aww.
Because, again, it was the night before the anniversary of my gram.
Yeah.
And I'm just watching this child. And I'm like, there cannot be a single person in this audience that has lost someone that close to them that
is not crying.
I mean, it was absolutely beautiful. And then she was part of an ensemble that did some kind of a rap.
Oh,
and
cool.
She threw in that she likes Lin-Manuel Miranda and my mama likes pandas. Was like it part of her song. And then she did a little beatboxing.
Wow.
I don't know where that came from.
That's awesome.
And through a couple other songs, she accompanied on guitar. I mean, she wasn't like playing, but I mean, right. Like she had learned like a couple chords and they had her come down. And that was a total surprise to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was
awesome.
Fun. And then yesterday we had her graduation party.
Yes.
And
she seemed exhausted.
Yes. It was the only day available though.
Yeah.
So, cause we found out in April that she was graduating. So yeah.
Oh, it's so glad it all went well.
And then she's starting another one of those work programs next week. And my husband's last day at his job of almost 9 years was on Friday. And he starts a new job August 1st.
Wow.
So he's off this week.
Nice.
Yes. So yeah, I'm trying to think of what my son did. He helped a lot. You know what? He did like all the running around for the party and everything. Mm-hmm. Cause I had a lot. I was working.
Yeah.
And he did a lot of he went and bought all the groceries and all that stuff. So he was a big help.
Thanks.
So, yeah, I think that's it. But join us on Thursday as basically it's Amanda versus Callie talking about Nina and Carly.
It's not a versus. It was just a sharing of our thoughts.
I don't know, but I just like how I said that. So it came. But yeah, so that's what Poor Charles 411 on Thursday is all about.
So have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.